perfect plan.
Yes, he does.
For you. Amen.
Perfect.
So if things aren't perfect in your life, check the plan you follow. Amen? Make sure you're not doing your plan or the wife's plan or the kid's plan or grandma's plan or the world's plan. God has a plan for each and every one of us. Amen? Thank you, Father. Peace! 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 We serve the God of peace. Amen? Man, peace is a wonderful thing. Dana? Peace. Peace. Now, if you were here a few Wednesday nights ago, the Lord had a word for us through Sharon about peace. And I just want to share a little bit on that. I'm going to read some of what the word was. It says, a new day is dawning. God is taking us on a trip like never before. A peace trip. There's a lot that's been going on and it's coming to a stop. The chaos is coming to a stop. The Prince of Peace is on the scene. He's coming our way in truckloads. Listen, listen. Peace has a power, people. And the power of peace accelerates your progress. It restores lost times. It makes up for delays. It takes you to the right places. Peace. When you speak faith, when you read, how do you get faith? By the Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So I can rest assured when I speak faith that it's going to come to pass because I've got the peace of God right in here. To keep me, the peace of God will keep you from wavering. And because if you're wavering, if you're double-minded, your confessions aren't going to come to pass. Amen? But the peace of God will keep you steady. It'll keep you still. Amen? Peace. I said peace.
Amen.
And God has given peace to certain ones of us. And the rest of y'all are just out of luck. Peace is available to all of us. It's been freely given. Amen? Let's look at Luke 10:19. Luke chapter 10 and 19 says, behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power or authority of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
Jesus told me, nothing will hurt me. Because he's given me the authority and the power. So anything that the enemy might have cannot hurt you. That should give you peace right there. Jesus has given us power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So that sounds like we can walk wherever we need to walk to.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
Walk over anything we need to walk over.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Have you read your promise Bible lately? I'm going to read some scriptures about peace. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Who's thankful for the blood? For He Himself is our peace. Jesus is our peace. Who has made both one and was broken down the middle wall of separation. Do you understand that the Jesus and His blood made peace between us and God? So God's not out to get you or teach you a hard lesson. Jesus created a peace treaty with us, a covenant. It's Ephesians 2, 13 and 14. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. I don't have to understand God's peace. I just have to know that I've got it. Well, I have to know that He gave it to me. And then I have to receive it. Amen? It surpasses all understanding. Will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, 6, and 7. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon His shoulder. And His name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That's my Jesus. Of the increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. The increase of His government and peace, there will be no end. That sounds like it's ever increasing to me, David. Upon the throne of David and over His kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. So we know that that came to pass, didn't it? So we know Jesus decided to come to earth, become a man, be born, and take our place. Amen? And all these things that God said right here are true. They happened. And they're everlasting. Amen? We serve a good, good God, people. We serve the God of more than enough. Amen. Jeff and Sandy, the God of more than enough. Amen. And you know what we've got to learn? We really have got to understand. We've heard that most of our lives, haven't we? At least as long as we've been here, we've heard it, right? Yeah. That God wants to have us, wants to give us more than enough. But do we understand what more than enough is? Is more than enough just paying all my bills and then having enough money in your pocket so you can take her out to dinner on Friday night? No. Is more than enough having a nice home, cars to drive, and nice clothes to wear, a good job, a good family, a good church? Those are good things. But in my book, that sounds like just enough. You know, God hasn't called us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The land of more than enough isn't a land of hoarding. It isn't a land of excessiveness. But we serve a good, good God, you see. He gives you more than enough. And it may look excessive to the world. But you see, it's just the promise of God. You know? I can believe to have new cars. I can believe that I just can have more than one. What do you need more than one car for? I can only drive one at a time. There's only one of me. But you see, I can drive more. I can have more than one house. Well, you can only live in one house at one time. You want to be in one place at one time. More than enough. More than enough. You know, the world can live like paupers. That's their birthright. I know what my birthright is. It's more than enough. Because you see, if I've got more than one home, that means I could give a home to somebody. He wants to do that. Amen. To say, here, take these keys. And no, I'm not just saying y'all can stay here as long as you need to. I'm saying, I said, it's yours. Because you see, if we don't ever get to that point where we have more than enough, how can we ever bring someone else up? Amen? How can we ever bring somebody else up enough just to get to the point to where they have just their needs met? Amen? We've got to be a level above to bring somebody up to that next level above, below us. And then we can step up, and they can keep stepping up with us. Amen? Because it's not just about us and about hoarding things and having things. Amen? It's about being so equipped and so fulfilled that I'm not concerned in thinking about, well, if I don't get a bonus this year, we're not going to be able to buy Christmas. Amen? Or if I don't get some more work, I don't know how we're going to pay that bill. No. No. That is not what God has called us to be. That is not the place He's called us to be. Amen? He's not called us to be in a certain place where it just seems like, well, hey, I'm happy. I got air to breathe. Got places to go. I got a good job. No, more than enough. You're qualified for more than enough, Jody Kidd. Anthony, you're qualified for more than enough. Well, you know, I had that opportunity one time, and I just messed it up. Well, who hasn't had an opportunity and messed it up before? Amen? But if you dwell on that, if you're out of hold of that, that's just grief you're dealing with. And God has not given us a spirit of grief. No. So we got to let go of that. Amen? Now, the last time I was here, I asked a question. And I said, how do you make your tomorrow different from your yesterday? You ought to remember the answer to that question. You live a Spirit-led today. And when you're led by the Spirit today, your tomorrow will be better than your yesterday. Amen? Because you see, I'm looking toward the cross. And I'm not looking to where I was last night. Amen? Amen? We serve a good, good God. And He's taking us on a peace trip. Trip implies you have to go somewhere. You know, I can go on vacation, have a staycation, go to the house. That's not a trip, though. Jerry and Sandy, y'all took a trip, didn't you? Y'all loaded up in the van and drove to the beach. Was it different from your house? There was an ocean there, right? Sand and a beach. Y'all don't have that over county line, state line, Alabama there, do you? Huh. See, God wants to take us somewhere. He wants to take us to the land of more than enough. And you see, we got this vision. Who's this vision for? It's for all of us. It's for y'all. Amen. Now, these are the desires that God has placed in our heart. And we know that He gives us those desires. And He doesn't give us things for just to have a dream. He gives us things to come to pass so He can give us some more. Amen. But you see, all of this is for all of us so we can reach the world. Amen. Where did you get this picture? It's Google. That's an interesting looking plane. Nice color. I recognize those colors. It looks familiar to me. Thank you, Jesus. We serve a good, good God. Listen to this. God has great things in store for us. Now, we've been saying that all year. Think about it. It may not always feel like it. It may not always look like it. But God has given us great things this year. Great things have happened. And it's not over with. Amen. He's restoring every area and vision of your life. You see, God has a plan for you, and He hasn't given up on it. There's a harvest available to us that we can't harvest without supernatural help. You see this? Do you realize we know that God gives seed to the sower? Amen. That He gives us seed to sow. Barry, do you think He just gave you one little watermelon seed? Barry, here's your seed. You sow it, and if you do good with that, I'll give you another one. No. God will put a truckload of seed on you. Amen. And then you go, what do I do with all this seed? What do you do with seed? You sow it. You plant it. You sow it. If you find yourself in a hole, people, put a seed in it. Amen. You may have dug the hole yourself. You may have stepped in it that somebody else dug. It don't matter. You find yourself in a hole, put a seed in it. And that harvest will push you up. Amen. We serve a miracle God. We serve a miracle God. We must let go of old grief and mindsets that project fear onto what God has for us. Amen? Now, we've all have been through things, either this year or before, hard things, okay? But we're still here. Amen? We're still here. But God didn't intend for us to stay at the tomb of that thing that we came through. Amen? Well, I'm going to put some flowers right here. You know, God healed me of heart disease. I was going to die. You see right here, this is where it was. Look, I put flowers here. Now listen, I'm not saying to be ungrateful and not thankful. We're always thankful. What I'm saying is, Don't keep standing right here when we're supposed to be up here. It's time to move on. It's time to move on. It's time to get out of our stuck places. All right, so we know what Matthew 11 tells us, right? Excuse me, Mark 11 tells us. We got a mountain in front of it. We speak to it and cast it into the sea. Why would you think the enemy would put a mountain in front of you? Huh? Jody kid, why did God put a mountain in front of you? You needed to be taught a lesson, Jody kid. Now, Jody may have needed to be taught a lesson. I don't know. Tiffany's not here to answer that question. But you know the enemy put that mountain in front of you. Why would he do that? I'll answer for you. I know you're thinking. I can see it. The wheels are spinning. He put that mountain there to stop you from getting to where God leading you. So why does God tell us to cast it into the sea? So we can go on. We can get to the other side. Who likes going to the mountains for vacation? There's hands going up all around the room. Mountains are beautiful. They're beautiful. Look at those mountains. They're beautiful as long as they're not in your way from where God's taking you, from where He's told you to go. But if they're keeping you from where God's leading you, they're ugly as sin. I don't need no sin in my life. Does anybody else need any sin in their life? If you're not, we can. Altar is open. Get down here quickly if you answered incorrectly. But you see, when that mountain comes up, just as soon as we realize, oh, hey, that's a mountain, I'm not going to let that be my vision. My vision is still right here. My vision's still right here. Right here. Up in this airplane. In this tent revival. Seeing, laying hands on the sick and then recovering. Having a place that's packed out so big, we've got to have multiple services. You see, that's what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing a mountain. Don't care about a mountain. It's cast into the sea. All right? And I'm not going to stand here and go, you know, the devil put a mountain in my life, and now it's gone. And look at this great big hole that was left, everybody. Look, the mountain's in the sea. Well, I'm glad the mountain's been removed. Well, that ain't my focus. It never was. How often have we made the mountain our focus, guys? And God's saying, hey, I told you you could cast mountains in the sea. Why are we sitting here marveling? We thank you, God, that that mountain is removed from my life. Thank you. But I'm moving on. Now's not the time to draw back, folks. We've held on this long. We're not going to draw back. Y'all want to read some more scripture? Let's look at Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Romans 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. There's not anybody in here that I know that hasn't been made right with God. And if God's made you right, you don't get any, there's no other right left to get. You've got it all. you are right where you need to be. Amen? Quickly, someone answer that. Good thing you weren't preaching, you know. Who knows what Philippians 4:13 says? Anthony, you were looking like you knew what it said. I'm picking on him. Listen, you're going to know this. You may not know it was 4:13, but I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me.
Amen.
So, mighty man of valor, look at me. You can do all things through Christ which strengthens
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
Praise God. I was headed to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. Now, Hebrews 10, verses 38 and 39. So we were just talking about this. It says, "Now the just shall live by faith." Is faith important?
Yeah.
"But if any man draw back, my soul shall not have no pleasure in him." In verse 39, "But we are of them who are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." There's a lot of things, there's a lot of drawing back in the world today. And I can draw back to my mountain hole, to my last miracle. I can draw back to there. Amen. Yeah. Things were all right then. I got that mountain removed and just dropped down. First Samuel chapter 30. Let's go there and we'll talk about this. 1 Samuel 30. That's in the Old Testament. And it's right before 2 Samuel. Yes. I'm getting there. I'm working on it. Should have marked this. All right, 1 Samuel and 30. I'm talking about 39. Let's go ahead and read it. "And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither son nor daughter, neither spoil nor anything they had taken to them. David recovered all." Now, listen, so we know King David here, and he's got his mighty men with him, and they've been at battle, okay? And they've come back, and while they were gone, they got raided, and everything was taken from them. Now, there were some of his men that couldn't continue on from that point. So that's like them, that, you know, they just won a battle. They survived it and came back home. That mountain was removed, but you see, they couldn't move on from it because it looked like there was another mountain in front of them, and they were exhausted from casting this one into the sea. But we don't have to be exhausted to cast mountains into the sea. You understand? Our faith, which comes by hearing by the Word of God, and then is spoken out of our mouth. That's all the effort we've got to put forth. It's just believing in the Word of God. Now listen, I know things are physically hard sometimes, and they can take a toll on us. But I'm not going to die right there. I'm not going to cast my mountain into the sea and then just collapse. I'm going to go on. I'm going to go on across the river. and we'll get everything recovered. Because you see, everything that needs to be recovered is on the other side of that mountain. So if I just keep walking, I just get it all back. Do you see what I'm saying? And we could stop right there at that mountain and have just enough. All right? Because we got our healing. We got our need met, whatever it was. But we may have things taken from us, stripped from us during that process. So how do you get those things back? Right. Or you just keep walking on to where God's leading you. Right. You recover all.
Right.
You recover all. Yeah. Amen? Do you know what you're supposed to live out of? The Bible. It was not a trick question. You're supposed to live out of the Bible. We are not to live out of our emotions, our bank accounts, our fears, or our circumstances. It's time to be on the finish side. We serve a good God. And what has He given us power to do? What has He given us authority to do? To tread upon anything that the enemy would try to throw at us. Anything. So I can just keep walking on. I don't have to lose anything. And if I do, I recover all. Because you see, I need more than enough. I need more than enough. If I've got more than enough, I can walk. I can walk at the speed God requires me to walk at. Have I got just enough stuff, and it's just kind of got other stuff kind of dragging me back? So, you know, I got to do this. There's a bug that I'm about to kill. We don't need things holding us back. Amen. We don't need things holding us back. And if you got more than enough, you can just keep going. You can just keep going. But listen, I know I've been there, and there may be some people here today where you've sat down at, you've either done one or two things. You either sat down just at the base of the mountain, and you're still staring at the mountain, or you've thrown the mountain into the sea, and you just sort of camped out there a little bit. And you went, God, I can't go on anymore. Thank you for what you did for me and removing that mountain, but I just can't go on anymore. I don't want to face another mountain. I don't want to keep walking down this journey and have to go through something like that again. But I'm going to faith. I'm going to glory to glory. But you see, so if I face another mountain, I'm stronger than I was back then. And I'm not going to lose focus of what's on the other side. And that mountain's going to be easier to cast in the sea than the other one was. Because, you know, we do. God has given us a measure of faith. He's given us His faith. But, hey, we do mature. We do learn. We learn how to administrate it better, don't we, Jerry? Amen. We serve a good, good God. So don't. If you're stuck in either one of those places, today's your day to get past all that. Do you see? We've got to stay focused on what's on the other side of that mountain and move on. God doesn't want us there. You know, those men, David's men, the group stayed behind and the other ones went on. Now they came back and the ones that stayed, everything was restored to them also. All right? Because that covenant relationship they had, it was restored all. But I don't, you know what? I don't want to be the one that stayed behind. I want to be one that went ahead and God used and came back. You know, I don't want to have to, I mean, listen, there'd be an opportunity there to go, you know, I was supposed to go on. I wasn't supposed to stay here.
I should have gone on. God told me to keep going on, and I just couldn't. That was a missed opportunity. Even though I got everything back, that was a missed opportunity for me to go the places God wanted me to go. I don't want to have to deal with that. Okay? And get past that. I want to just go on. I want to get up and go on. That's what Jody's doing. He's getting up and going on. You know? This is not anything to feel bad about today. This is something to get delivered about today. Amen? It's about getting unstuck and moving on. And listen, if you're stuck today, ain't nothing special about you. We've all been stuck. All right? Don't feel like, you know, well, this is me. I'm not going on any further. I'm tired of this mess. You think we all thought that? But I'm not of those who draw back. Power of God delivers me. Amen. You know what? God has more than one miracle for me. He has more than 20 miracles for me. All right, I'm 49 years old. He has more than 49 miracles for me. Matt, what you shaking your head at, son? God's already given you a big miracle. You walked in here today. You think He's going to give you something else? Yes! 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 Did y'all hear what He said? He's expecting more. Man. You can't expect to get a miracle if you don't expect it, if you don't receive it. If you're not receiving what God has for you today, you're just hoping on a cloud, a vapor. But if you expect it and you believe in it, you got more than enough. That's not just a statement, folks. All right? So when someone says, hey, I need y'all to fly me somewhere today, you can go, okay, what plane do you want me to take you in? Right. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
What plane do you want me to take you in? Well, I was thinking this one. Does that bear witness with you?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's go on that one then.
Let's go.
We went on the other one last time.
That's right. Yes, we did.
Why would pilots not need, why do they just need one plane? More than enough.
Yeah.
You're not going to be stuck anymore, are you? What's the sense of being stuck? Doesn't feel good to be stuck, does it? You know, sometimes when you're stuck, you need someone to help pull you out. That's what the Holy Spirit's doing today, people.
Yeah.
He's hooked a chain to you to pull you out of your stuck place. It's not a chain of bondage. It's a chain of deliverance. Well, that don't make no sense. It does. If you're stuck, you need something to grab hold of. So, if you feel like you're stuck today, or if you got a mountain standing in front of you and you want prayer, come down here. There's an anointing here today to get pulled out of your stuck place. All right, we're just going to keep it simple. It's time to get pulled out of the ditch, the rut we're in. Amen? And it don't matter what other decisions other people have made. Okay? We're getting out of our stuck place. Because God has not changed the plans and visions that He has for me and for Faith Outreach. Listen, if you're not stuck, wonderful. Just take this as a word of encouragement today. Because I'm not going to draw this out and beg you to come up here if you need prayer. But know this, God loves you. And He doesn't want you to stay where you're at. He wants you on the other side of that mountain. He wants you to keep trucking on with smooth sailing. Amen. God is good. Amen. And I'm thankful we're not stuck anymore. And I'm thankful that I know when I come to that place again that I'm not going to camp out there and get stuck again. I'm going to keep moving on. You know, if you're in a car and you got an old muddy road, if you just keep moving, it's a lot easier not to get stuck, right? Just keep moving. But if you slow down, you can get stuck pretty quick, right? So spiritually, what does that mean? The same thing, keep moving. Don't slow down. All right? Keep moving on to where God is taking you. Amen. God's good. God's good. So, we got a text. Isn't this funny? I mean, Dad's phone never goes off when he's preaching. But when I'm preaching, people calling him, texting him. Jody, you texting him? Jody's glad he came today because I've been picking on him all day. Listen, know this without a shadow of a doubt. God loves you. He has a great plan for your life. And as long as you keep your eyes on the right place, there's nothing that can stop you. And along that journey, you will have more than enough. Amen? Praise God. Do you want to wrap this up? You want me to? Okay. Well, let's stand to our feet. Listen, as you're moving on, as you're getting pulled out of that stuck place, sometimes it's you can roll backwards. Don't roll backwards into those old mindsets. All right? This is really where we get stuck. It's up in our minds. But know this, we've been given the mind of Christ. And we renew our minds through the Word of God. Amen? So if we feel ourselves sort of slipping back into those old mindsets, just say no. I refuse. Sorry. Roll back, draw back, go back. Not doing it. I'm going onward and upward. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for today, Lord. And Holy Spirit, we thank You that You are pulling us out of our stuck places.
Thank You.
And that, Father, our focus is clearly on the finish line that You have drawn in front of us. That Your plans are great for us. They are perfect. And that You've given us the power and the authority to tread over the enemy. I thank You that You've given us more than enough to draw everyone around us along with us and upward. That I'm tired of this level that I've been on. And that I'm stepping up into the new things that God has for me.
Amen.
Thank You, Jesus.
And I thank You. And Father, I ask You to restore us, Lord. I ask You to restore every area of our life.
Yes.
And Father, I thank You for the mighty miracles that
Yes.
You have for me.
Yes.
And for faith outreach. Lord, this is a day that You gave us. And we're thankful for it. We're thankful for Your word. We're thankful for the blood. We're thankful for the name of Jesus. And we're thankful for the plan that You have for us. So, Father, we give You the honor and the glory. And we rejoice because it's harvest time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right, see y'all tonight.